You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio is our newsmaker of the day, Lisa Mayo, Executive Director for Visit Tuolumne County. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Mark.
Formerly known as the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau, but that is no longer the name.
That's correct. We recently changed our name to Visit Tuolumne County. We feel it sounds a little bit more inviting for people, and it's definitely on trend with what destinations are doing around the world.
A little more modern and progressive.
Exactly.
All right. Well, here it is, Labor Day weekend coming up this weekend, unofficially the end of summer. So do you have any kind of numbers or a review as to what kind of summer this has been as far as tourism is concerned in Tuolumne County?
Well, we do a survey with our membership, and we just recently did one asking them, basically, has this year been better, worse, or about the same as last year for them? And the responses we got, there were none that said it was worse than last year, so that's a really great sign. And most of them were, it's better than last year, and several were also, it's the same. But I think that's a really great sign to say that it has been a very successful summer, and there's been so many things happening in the area and so many things for people to come up here for. And we've had great weather, so it's been a really wonderful summer.
One thing I would imagine is working in our favor is the lack of smoke in the air this year. Typically, this time of the year, there's a lot of smoke, sometimes from distant fires.
You're absolutely correct, and that's something that we definitely don't miss this year is that smoke, and I think that that definitely has a great positive impact, of course, on people coming up here to enjoy the great outdoors and all that Tuolumne County has to offer.
And the other thing is there's been no government shutdowns for Yosemite National Park this year and other places.
That is correct. Also, those government shutdowns are kind of difficult, but we've had nothing like that this summer, so it's been really good.
And do you know from listening to some of the hotel owners that the hotels have been fairly busy and occupied?
Yes, we are definitely hearing really good reports from our hotels, and so that's a great thing. The transient occupancy tax, that continues to trend upwards, so those are good signs as well.
As we start to slowly progress into the autumn season, how do you keep tourism alive in Tuolumne County?
Well, one thing that we did last year, once the fires were put out, we did a huge campaign called Summer 2.0, and that was followed by Fall is the New Summer. And it turns out that we had the best fall we've had on record. And so what we're doing this year is we're bringing that back. We're going to be doing Fall is the New Summer again and really pushing the fall feels, so to speak, like fall foliage and flannel and all those great things that you think of during the fall. We're going to be pushing that out to our more local audiences, like in the Bay Area.
I know you have a very active staff, and I do want to brag just a little bit. You personally received certification from Destinations International, as well as the entire team. Can you talk about the certificates?
Sure. We belong to Destinations International, and it's a huge organization, just like it sounds, with destinations from around the world that belong to it. Great resources and education through this organization, and they offer a certification for folks who work in destination marketing organizations like myself. And I just received my certified destination management executive credential, and it was really exciting. I had to take several classes for this, and also I had to write several papers, and my final paper and final exam was on advocacy and community and government relations, as that is something that is really close to my heart and something I want to put a lot more focus on. So it was really exciting to receive that in front of all my peers this last July. And then as a destination, we received the Destination Marketing Accreditation Program credential as well. And that means that as a team, we got together and we met 93 very rigorous standards set forth by Destinations International for running a destination marketing organization, using best practices and being on trend, you know, making the right decisions when it comes to human resources, financing, all of these things. We checked all the boxes, and it's a great program to be a part of, because I think it tells everyone that we're on top of our game, and we're excited to have that credential.
And it shows all of us exactly how dedicated you and your entire staff are to tourism.
Thank you. Yes, and it does. And we are extremely committed to this, and we will get reviewed every 4 years to get recertified. I hope that Tuolumne County is proud of us for that.
Congratulations,
Thank
Lisa.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to discuss?
We have just completed our annual report for 2018-19, and that is up on our website now. If people would like to see it, they can see some of the things we've been up to. And we will be giving the presentation on September 3rd at 1:30 at the Board of Supervisors. And so we hope people will come out and see what we've been up to and what we're working toward. We have some really great things coming up in the future.
This upcoming Tuesday, September 3rd, the website is?
VisitTuolumne.com.
VisitTuolumne.com. Telephone number?
Our phone number is 533-4420.
Where do we find your main office in downtown Sonora?
Downtown Sonora at 193 South Washington Street.
All right. Congratulations, Lisa. I hope you have an enjoyable holiday weekend. Lisa Mayo, Executive Director for Visit Tuolumne County. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Mark.